Oh, and don't forget to subscribe to Minority Minds Podcast and leave a 5-star rating on the show now. It helps move the podcast up in the algorithm and brings in more listeners, just like you. So let's keep growing the fan, whether it's on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes, or whatever you prefer to listen to us. And as an added bonus, on Anchor, you can leave us comments, questions, and voice messages so you can be part of the show too. Thank y'all. And now let's enjoy the show. Love.
Minority Minds Podcast.
No, I mean, I gotta make sure you're good.
Oh, yeah, you gotta make sure I'm good and I'm freezing. What a great idea. Oh, God. Oh, man, I feel wonderful now. And that was everything I needed.
Yeah, it better was.
Was I snoring?
Nah. A little bit.
Damn.
I ain't here.
I was trying.
Cause you was getting murked out over
there.
I
was busting ass over there with your slow ass game.
Butt ass pup, bust.
Yeah.
God damn.
Fucking ass is hurting.
And we are back.
Yo.
Another episode, Minority Minds Podcast. Chico here.
Fipo.
Chico. Godfather here, and we got my man's back.
Freezing free, oh, it's fucking ice cold down here. Yeah. The fuck?
Yeah, we back. And we missing a couple members. Yeah. But yeah, we'll move on.
We don't care what people say.
That'll be later on. But how y'all doing, man?
Cold.
Ice cold.
About to say. Y'all gonna hear people's fucking snorting and sniffing and shit because they nose about to start running.
Man, teeth about to start chatting.
My man got the extra Freon in the air conditioner. That's
amazing. If y'all can see these fools is bundled.
Good.
Bundled up.
This don't even make no sense.
And I know I got on a hoodie and some sweats. It's freezing.
Some thick ass socks. His ankles is.
All right, I think we're good.
Breathe in, breathe out. Play the word song.
Let's get into it. How was your weekend, fam?
Yeah, I worked and I was with my lady. Oh, he's not.
Am I looking at you, fool? He's asking you.
I'm just saying.
I'm talking to both of y'all. I ain't seen no posts from Gail.
Because I ain't do shit.
Because he was making the bed.
He was in this joint fucking cold as shit. That's what the problem was.
I think it was an icicle.
Yeah, I wasn't doing yesterday. Shit.
I think it was frozen in time.
Nah, I ain't do nothing. Try to make up the crib, and that joint was busted up from fucking UPS.
Nigga busted up. His old
job. Yeah.
Like, payback, bitch. This is what you get for stealing.
But yeah. Nah, we was fucking racing the weather, trying to hurry up and wash people's cars before the rain came. Before they canceled their appointments. Be like, yeah, it's gonna rain, so I'm gonna just reschedule for next week. Damn. Nah,
nigga, you doing it today.
We already outside.
I already started washing.
Exactly.
I already threw the soap water on it.
Like, just unlock the door so I can vacuum on the inside. I'm done. But nah, yeah. A lot of people, though, honestly, they had, it didn't rain in the first place, but they had garages.
Saturday night.
I must have been already.
So sleep. You be doing it in their garage?
Nah.
Oh.
Hell nah.
How the hell you going to wash somebody's car in the garage? Fuck up the rest of the house.
That's about to say. Water everywhere.
But so a disco.
Hey, you guys came and washed my car. Now my chainsaw don't work. Like, I think you spray. My lights is out in my whole basement. I think y'all sprayed my control bar. My electrical panel. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
You had a car on the outside. What you talking about? Motherfucker look on the camera. Spray
shit. That nigga went in my refrigerator too.
Nigga took a slab of ribs out. Like, goddamn, Mrs. Sabir's.
Like, this nigga got Gatorades and shit, and he'll keep offering me this cheap ass water. About to give you one of these Gatorades.
Fuck what you heard.
Yo, they stay doing that at work. Would you want some water, baby? I don't want no damn water.
Get something real. Right. Damn.
Fuck, get on my nerves. You got some tequila?
Fuck. It's hot out here. Told them to leave your water, leave your water bottles outside.
Yeah.
Some bitch
be hot.
Motherfucker, chocolate bars done melted.
Exactly.
You want some ice cream? The fuck I'm gonna do with ice cream?
Motherfucker,
I got kids to feed.
All the Skittles stuck together in the bag. You got
that's terrible.
There's this one house that's like I see every day, and they got snacks in the front. I got one time. Second day I went there, like, let me check this shit. That joint was like 3 months expired. Like, you motherfuckers.
That's why I told you shit.
It don't expire. It's just best before. Okay. After that, it's still good. But
they gave him 2-year-old candy.
Right.
Yeah, because
like, you do. Skittles kind of hard.
No, but you know how long it takes for certain stuff to expire?
What?
When you really think, like, when you look at the expiration date on, like pickles or something like that. That shit be like 5 years. So if somebody give you, like, if certain shit just be expired, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is y'all doing? Especially condiments. Condiments got the longest expiration dates ever.
That's a whole lie. We got a bunch of ketchup up there. It's been expired, but I don't know, for some reason. It's still there.
Nah, fuck that shit.
That joint was pre-pandemic ketchup.
I be throwing shit away. I see that shit. Motherfuckers like to keep shit. Sometimes, like, certain things you should just throw away. If you got packets of ketchup or mustard, just throw the shit away. Who the fuck gonna take the time out of the day to make a sandwich and open up a packet and joint, and you got a bottle in your fridge or whatever?
Speak for yourself. I don't like, it depends on what I'm eating, because I don't like cold ketchup on hot food.
Mm-hmm. What you got? You supposed to have one in the fridge or one sitting in the room temperature.
Oh no, that shit gonna expire. Nigga, say refrigerator after open it. Then it gonna really be bad.
Sitting by the air vent.
But nah, and you know how McDonald's and them be. I keep the like sweet and sour sauces and shit like that when I have a little extra joint.
Them motherfuckers start tasting tart after a week.
Right.
Nah, fuck that.
The only thing McDonald's will last forever is the nuggets.
And the burgers.
In your stomach.
And the bread. The one dude said he had a thing in McDonald's in his house for like, in his office for like 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that fucking decomposed was the box.
What?
Damn.
Nigga, I would.
Not even the burgers.
And that joint be so nuggets. Cheap. Like, people like really be underestimating McDonald's. Like, come on, dog. That shit could last that long. Like, that's good for you.
No, it's not.
Your body can just keep feeding off of it. You only gotta eat it once, and you can eat off of it for a whole year. Y'all tripping.
Nah, that shit sounds terrible.
I had that shit last week. I was so mad. My stomach was bubbling.
See,
all
now,
day.
The only issue I be having is that, like, all the McDonald's I go to be ghetto. So it's like, why the fuck y'all gave me two bottom buns? I'd be pissed. Like, open a sandwich and keep flipping. Like, these niggas really gave me two bottom buns.
I try to go to McDonald's and I wanted a McChicken. It's like 4 a.m. The niggas like, we only doing breakfast. I was like, damn, it's not even 5 yet. I thought, all right, let me get this. And he was like, and the milkshake, he was like, milkshake machine that work. I was like, God damn it. Why the fuck you let me get my whole self for a milkshake?
Yeah, I don't even try to get no ice cream products from McDonald's.
I don't do it on Uber Eats. I order from fucking Wendy's. I asked for a vanilla frosty, some nuggets, a burger. Just a 4-piece nugget, a burger, and some french fries. All I got was a chocolate frosty, the burger and french fries. They didn't get my drink. I was like, what the hell?
Me personally, like, if I'm in the house and my brother order it, I'll take it, but I don't order Uber Eats, DoorDash, none of that shit no more. Like, one, I'm tired of seeing these niggas crying and complaining on fucking social media,
right,
saying that they don't get paid enough. And I'm like, motherfucker,
it ain't my business.
Like, right, you expect for me to give you a tip and my food is cold? Fuck right. out of here.
I mean, I will say my food be hot. I had a worse experience than that. I ordered from Subway and the nigga dropped it off at the wrong house.
Oh yeah, that was it. Yeah, that happened too.
I'm looking at the picture. I'm like,
where the fuck is that? Yeah. Like I said, like it be that. But nah, like so now what they do is they charge you extra for so that they don't do somebody else's delivery with yours. Mm. So if I'm ordering anything close to the house, just like the last time you was at the house and we ordered the food, it's like they gonna go do somebody else's delivery, and since the food's so close to the house, they like pick mine up last. But I'm like, dog, the shit was made when I ordered it and right. just been sitting there all this time.
I hate that shit.
So I just don't even order it. But my brother ordered it the other day, and I was like, did you get a soda? He was like, no, that's your soda. Didn't you ask for a Dr. Pepper? I was like, yeah, nigga, this joint clear. I was like, yeah, I don't know what this is.
One time I got, they got the fucking, the Sprite was out, and they still was fucking.
Good, they gave you the tangy ass seltzer water.
I sipped, I was like, I'm not tripping. I sipped it, I was like, these motherfuckers here.
I gave you sparkling water.
Yeah. I know this nigga did it.
I was like, these motherfuckers, man.
See? And then when you go up there and hit a nigga in the face with the soda cup.
Why would you want to do that?
Why would you want to give somebody seltzer water when they order Sprite?
I still ain't about to beat nobody up over no fucking.
Well, I didn't say beat him up. I just said just throw the seltzer water.
Why would you go all the way up to the restaurant when you could have went up there instead of going to Uber Eats?
Exactly. Emotions. If I gotta do that, then I should have right. just went. Ordered the food.
I tried to get something earlier, like it was like $3, like one little item. Why that shit cost $12 to $15 after tip?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, and then like I. It's a chicken shortage. Y'all heard about the chicken shortage? What the
fuck? It really is.
So, like, on average, three rings and fries from the carryout cost how much?
It'd be like, what, $4, right? $4 or $5?
Depends.
Right.
That shit was $10.65.
For the meal only?
Yes.
Nigga, tell me why.
Where? I'm never going there.
Don't order no chicken from the carryout right now. It's a chicken shortage.
You know there's another shortage in D.C.? It's a Moet. It's like no liquor stores in Moet in DC have Moet.
That shit nasty. Like
all the clubs bought that shit.
Damn. That's crazy.
They say they won't have none until like July 5th.
Damn.
No stunting for y'all.
Right. Nah, clubs is taxing on them joints.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
$400 a bottle.
God.
And they just
before taxing the gratuity.
They paid $30 at the liquor store right. for them joints. Moet probably costs a little bit more, but they buy. Yeah, they definitely. Up
just,
in the joint.
There's like no deals on Moet. I was like, damn. You good? Oh man. So
what was who weekend was it? Was it yours?
Yeah, that was Frio's weekend.
Oh yeah,
I just worked. Oh, found the police baton. That motherfucker was heavy as shit. Girl was like, yeah, I need to protect myself. I'm like, yo, you realize you hit somebody with that police baton, you go to jail too, right? She was like, what you mean? I was like, because you're not supposed to have that shit. I'm like, the hell?
People would be tripping.
Girl, I find when I search, I don't know if it's just this year, but girls have all the weapons.
They've always had weapons.
No, but like, I took a taser from somebody.
Damn.
Also on Saturday, at one point I had like 6 fucking pepper sprays in my pocket, and another time I had a couple weeks ago the girl had a Rambo knife.
Oh yeah,
and she was like 120 pounds. I was like, yo, what the fuck? Like, why do you need a knife this big?
Look, my rule of knives has always been like simple and plain, because you never know who you could be going up against, and you pull that knife out, and if they take that motherfucker and stab you with your own knife.
It wasn't one of the retractable joints. It was one of them hunting joints.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
I was like, what the like that motherfucker was
just gonna fuck my hand. Gonna fuck around and cut her purse in half because the chin they got.
She was like, my dad gave me this. I'm like, this is overkill. She had that and some pepper spray. I'm like, you already done killed the nigga with the stab. Like, what the fuck you need pepper spray for?
You blind him first.
Combo.
She had the Debo joint that he right. broke in the Stanley house.
that was a kitchen knife.
Hold this.
Who the fuck walk around with a kitchen knife?
Her stupid ass.
Now, Debo bought a custom chicken.
It's utility knife. You can use it for anything.
Ezell, hold this. Like, what the fuck? I would have been like, you know what? There's no need to even fucking go there, Debo. You got it. I ain't fucking with nobody with no kitchen knife.
Yeah, you got it. I'm not fucking with that.
Shit. Unless you pull out a machete.
Machete.
How you gonna store a big ass machete in your purse?
Girls walk around with big ass purses all the time.
About to say.
Oh yeah.
Be like, yeah, what's in their clothes? Like, what? Girls be having clothes, flip flops.
You already know that's the overnight bag. Mm-hmm. Then you gotta change the shoes. Bag.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna get chose tonight. I gotta be ready.
Ain't no soap, no washcloth, just some
deodorant. It's disgusting ass bitches.
God damn.
That was
why escalated. Why you say it so harsh, yo? What the hell with you?
That escalated quickly. Let's get to the topic, please.
God damn.
This nigga done lost his fucking mind.
Lord.
Yeah, fuck my weekend.
You already talked about
you already weekend. Said you ain't do nothing.
I didn't do anything but make the
exactly.
bed.
Fuck it.
He mad at the bed. That's what it is.
With your broke ass crib.
Fuck UPS.
They win again.
You know what UPS stands for, right?
What?
Used parcel service. So I already had that crib. They were like the eviction joint. Like, yeah, just put that box, that bitch back up.
Y'all don't want to talk again. About the NBA playoffs before we get into the topic.
Who watched it?
I watched it.
I watched it.
Who are you rooting for?
I was rooting for Philly.
I wasn't.
Cause you're not African.
The fuck that got to do with Embiid. Philly?
Embiid, bitch.
Oh yeah, you're right. I was thinking of like people in Philly, not the actual players.
Seeing that my team probably won't make the playoffs till I'm 50 years old, I had to root for the continent.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he played well, but I didn't.
It's not his fault.
It's definitely not.
He did everything. He had a torn meniscus. He out here balling, and Ben Simmons passing up dunks.
Benjamin Simons.
Yeah,
he's like
big trash.
Super.
I never seen duper. People turn on somebody so fast.
But I've been like, I don't care. I've been saying it for years.
Before he was even in the league, like he couldn't shoot, still can't shoot.
So my brother put on Facebook. He was like, "So what the fuck did he do in his pre-draft workouts?" But nah, like, have y'all seen the video that's out of him playing like pickup basketball and he's coming down just shooting like sidestep, step back threes, like
I
all
think
these.
That was like last year, right?
Yeah,
I remember that.
Man, if I was in B. I walk up to him on all season and be like, hey, nigga, it's going to be on site every time you pass up a jump shot. On site.
Like, nigga, you don't have no off season if you're not in the gym shooting jumpers every day. I'm going to cut your mama pinky toe.
I've never been so frustrated with somebody who's actually good, who could be good.
He's not, though.
He's got talent. It's like... Yo, like, how do you take four shots in game seven and you're supposed to be the second best player on the team?
He, out of all the fourth quarters of all seven games, he's taken a total of three shots.
100% though.
That means he's scared of that means he's scared to go to the free throw line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's terrified.
Bitch.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but he's been in the league for what, 5 or 6 years, right?
Yeah,
it has to be somewhere close to that, yeah.
Yeah, this is the time.
Like 24.
Huh?
He's like 24.
Yeah, so basically 5 years then. Like, we know what you are.
1 year don't really count.
Because he didn't play at all.
Because he didn't play. Still. But, yeah,
at the end of the day, it's like, Philly should have had at least a shot at the championship. At least one of the last 3 years.
Yeah. Like, but he just, like, my thing is, if you're not that good at free throws, you just gotta be a good finisher, so that if you get fouled, you still get the and one. And if I mean, if you miss a free throw, oh well, you still got the bucket.
Right.
But you can't be afraid to even, like, he's giving up the ball before half court. He's supposed to be the point guard. Like, it's supposed to be a fast break. That is, like, the only way that you can score is dunking the ball. And you're giving the ball up because you're scared that they're going to foul you at half court.
That's the same for Giannis.
That's his generation.
Nah.
Giannis not afraid, though. Like, he's going to take on the challenge. Whether he makes it or misses it, at least he knows that it's going to fall on him, not on his teammates.
And he keeps you honest. Yeah. Like, he will shoot it. Like, Ben Simmons will not shoot a jumper.
Nigga, you might as well not even check that nigga.
Yeah.
Might as well just stand there. Hey, where's Embiid at? I'm just going to double team him every time he touch the ball. Because my man not going to shoot it.
Yeah.
But also, I think it's Doc Rivers.
I don't think he's overrated. Nah.
You can't blame this on Doc Rivers. Because Ben Simmons was doing this before Doc Rivers even got there.
And Doc Rivers has been blowing leads ever since he's been everywhere.
They were down 3-2.
Huh?
They were down 3-2. They were down 1-0. Like, they were down in this series. They came back. But they, like, nigga, Atlanta just kept coming. And fucking every fourth quarter, it was, like, basically Embiid and Curry versus Atlanta's five.
Except for the, like I said in the chat, if Shake Milton didn't have that extravagant game that he had off the bench,
his game would have been over in five, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what looks bad? When they traded what's the name?
Markel
Zaire Smith for Mikal Bridges.
Yeah.
Now Bridges is cooking.
Exactly. And his mom worked for the organization. That's fucked up. But like,
oh, what? Mikal Bridges was on Philly?
Not Mikal. Which one is that? Miles Bridges, the one that's in Phoenix.
Yeah, Mikal.
No, that's Mikal.
Yeah, him.
He was. I didn't know he was.
He got traded on draft night.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Like, oh, he getting drafted to the team his mom works for. Then it was like 5 minutes later, he just his draft rights got traded to fucking Phoenix for Zaire Smith, who's not. I don't even think he's in the league anymore.
I don't even remember him being in the league.
He got sick and like went down to like 160 pounds.
Damn.
Life's hard out here for these niggas.
Yeah, and unfortunately, like, they just, like, I would just say that the Philadelphia organization is failing in a lot of ways.
They should have let Hinkie finish what he was doing.
Yeah. They're cursed.
Hinkie.
They're cursed for tanking.
Nah. He had a plan, and then they got so scared because they were still losing. It was like, oh, well, let's get rid of him, and let's bring in the one that had the burner accounts.
Yeah.
And then after that, it hasn't been good.
Because, like, if they could have properly diagnosed Markel Fultz, even though he continues to get hurt, like,
well, that shoulder
he's
thing,
actually got better.
Yeah, he's good.
He's actually
good. They pulled the trigger too early. He would have been, he would have helped them against, he would have helped them against, what's his name?
Yeah.
Oh,
they was like 8-0 at, like, this season, and then he got hurt.
So what about the other games? Who was you rooting for?
I kind of was rooting for.
I want Phoenix to do good for, like, because I want Chris Paul to get a ring. The Brooklyn series, I was going for Milwaukee because
he doesn't like popular players.
No, because I didn't care for how, like, that team came together. Like, as far as Blake Griffin not dunking and playing the way that he played to get the buyout, like James Harden doing this, playing the way that he played in Houston to get traded, like, I'm not really a fan of. I think Kyrie is overrated because, like,
I don't think he's overrated.
Outside of LeBron, what has he done?
He gets hurt all the time.
Yeah.
But he's not overrated.
I think so.
He's skilled. Like, nobody says he's like a top 10 player. He's a very skilled player. He's dangerous when he has the ball in his hand. He don't do too much else.
And like you said, outside of LeBron, you could say that for everyone he's played with before with LeBron. Remember Chris Bosh, Kevin Love, they was all putting up big numbers. Then with LeBron, they decrease.
LeBron makes people worse.
Yeah, they make them worse. He makes them worse.
Because look at Kevin Love. That nigga can't even stay on the court anymore.
That's mental.
All because of LeBron.
He barely grabs rebounds. How? Is that LeBron's fault? Because the way LeBron plays, with everything that like Kevin Love did good, LeBron kind of pushed that aside and they forced him to be a corner shooter. Stand in the corner. Like, that's not what he did best. He didn't post up. He still don't post up anymore. He doesn't do anything that he did that actually made him worth the money that he got.
I would say, like I said, I felt Kyrie was better when he was with LeBron because the attention wasn't on him.
Yeah. Mm. He's not a number one guy.
Yeah.
If that's what you're saying, yeah, I agree with that. He's not a number one guy. He's really like a two, maybe even a three, because he mentally he goes in and out of the game.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so overrated. Like, I mean,
CJ McCollum is overrated, but he's not overrated. I know.
Both of them could be overrated.
They both play the same position.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so I wanted Milwaukee to win because, as you already know, like you said, I don't like popular players. But I was a fan of James Harden for a long time, but I just don't like the way he.
You know what?
Like, after you do sucker shit, I don't fuck with you no more.
You know what? Trae Young and James Harden are more like each other than I thought after watching Trae Young. Because all he does is do what James Harden does, is look for fouls.
Yeah, when he stops suddenly in front of... Yeah, I hate that.
See, if it's me, fuck it. If I know I'm going to get the foul anyway, he going to feel that shit. Knock that little nigga down. Like, get up, little nigga, with your balding ass.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you got to do. But I don't know. So, but I think it's going to be Milwaukee in Phoenix.
I got a feeling Atlanta's going to beat Milwaukee.
I have the slightest just because of the fact that, like, offensively, they're deeper.
And
like,
Trae Young isn't scared of nobody.
Yeah. And, like, they have more scores all coming off their bench. Like, Milwaukee, it's like the it's just like last year with the Clippers. Milwaukee built their team to beat Brooklyn. So now they kind of don't match up well with.
The problem is going to be just bench scoring. Like, I think only one person scored off their bench in Game 7.
Yeah.
And I think Brooklyn didn't have anybody on their bench score.
Yeah, they didn't.
That shit was pretty bad.
Yeah.
And Drew Holiday hasn't played good neither. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, I was just going to say that all the juggernauts are gone. So who has the biggest star out of the remaining?
That shit don't matter.
Phoenix.
Devin Booker is not.
No, Devin Booker's a star.
He's tripping.
First of all, let me finish what I'm saying. He's not the star you're talking about. Giannis is an MVP.
So?
That's a star.
No.
Booker, he's a rising star.
No, he's arrived. See, for like I would say that what the NBA is portraying to people is making Giannis a star that he's not.
He's a star.
He's a star.
I mean, but he's not.
Come on,
he's
two-time not, MVP. He's, is okay, not but a he's fluke. Still.
He got a little shoe.
Exactly. He's not that good of a basketball player.
No, he's not.
He's only been playing basketball for 10 years.
He's not. I don't skilled, give a fuck. But he's good.
That matters. That nigga won.
Okay, but so, okay.
Nigga, in your first 10 years, how many MVPs you got?
A lot. I got the trophies at the house.
Nigga, we ain't talking about when the motherfuckers was your height, nigga. We talking about against grown ass men.
But no, what I'm saying is, all right, it don't matter if he's only been playing basketball. Like, I'm not saying that it's like as a negative thing, but like, if that's what you want to use, like, it's still not he's still not a good basketball player. He's not that experienced. He does it.
Here's the problem. Before you even say all that, his coach uses him wrong because his coach is fucking terrible.
Mm-hmm.
That's not his fault. You do what your coach allows you to do. If a coach says, hey, we're going to run you on you're going to set the screen, you're going to roll to the basket, you're going to post up. Because when he posted up on Brooklyn, he was fucking killing them. We was drop stepping on them niggas and getting a hook shot.
Yep.
He was killing them. But his coach doesn't fucking coach him to do that. His coach gives him the ball at the top of the key. And how, like even Kobe said about James Harden, when you're at the top of the key, everybody sees you. And it's easier to defend you. When he's down in the post, nobody can stop him. Nobody.
Okay.
Nigga hating on
the
African.
I'm not. It's just look.
Look, I mean, I get his point. Like
Booker can score from wherever he wants. Like he's like Giannis is not that skilled, and it's like honestly, like you said, he's been only been playing for 10 years, so his basketball IQ is not all that great. Because at the end of the day, he's a 2-time MVP. He's supposed to be a star. Like if Shaquille O'Neal's coach was trying to tell him to go out and be a corner 3-point shooter, he wasn't going to do that because that wasn't his game.
Yeah, but he comes.
So you, I mean, you're a star.
But Shaq played center his whole life. Giannis started off as a three.
Threes can still post.
Yeah, but Jason Kidd started him off with the ball in his hand. First, he was just kind of there. Then Jason Kidd put the ball in his hand, and Jason Kidd said, oh, he can be a point forward. And from then on, every coach he's had made him a point forward. That's not his fault. Because if you're still young in the game, that's what they're telling you that's what you're going to be, he's working on his jump shot. It's gotten better, but it's not great. You talking about Shaq, who's been a center, the biggest nigga on the court, like, his whole life. So he wasn't ever going to be told to go stand in the corner. He was always going to be told to stay down low, use that big ass body and elbow niggas in the neck and dunk on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like I said, when it comes to Giannis, like you know where you like to score at. So if you're not coordinating that with your coach, or like since you have the ball and you're running the offense as a point forward, and you don't like call that play for yourself or create that situation for yourself, that's your fault. But like I said, Book gets to his spots where he wants to score, and he gets other people involved with the offense.
This year, taking way better shots this year than he did previously.
And, somewhat,
and it's because of Chris Paul.
I'm not giving Chris Paul all the credit.
Because
last year in the bubble, they went 8-0, but it just so happened that Portland like won a key game to bump them out of the play-in game. Then the year before that, like he dropped 70 something on Boston.
But he took a bunch of shots. This year he's taking less shots, shooting more efficiently. The offense is slower than it was before. They run a slower offense, run at their own pace. He's learning, like what he learned from Chris Paul this year was pace. You don't always have to push. Mm-hmm. You take your time. Get to your spots and shoot. That's part of his growth. Giannis doesn't have anybody like that. Like, Jrue Holiday, though he's a good player, is not a point guard. Jrue Holiday is really a two. So Jrue Holiday isn't going to go to Giannis and be like, hey, I get it that you could score here. Because, I mean, if you look at his numbers against Brooklyn, that motherfucker averaged 35 points a game. But you should focus on trying to beat people here. He doesn't have anybody like that because everybody's catering to trying to make him into this Swiss Army knife guy who can shoot and do all this other stuff. Ain't nobody really coming to him and say, hey, this ain't the way to do it. Because you got to understand, he grew up in the Bucks organization. Everything that he knows is what the Bucks organization has taught him because he came in so young. So it's a lot of things that he just has. He's still learning on his own. But that's not his fault that he doesn't know anything else but to do what he's told.
I never said that it was his fault, but his fault or not, if you're not good and you don't have an IQ, you don't have an IQ.
But you say, like, when you say a thing like he's not good, like, how could you be not good and you won 2 MVPs and a defensive player of the year before you turned 26?
Easy. What? It's popularity.
Nah.
Nigga, we don't vote on that.
Popularity with the press. Why you always think they talk about Russell Westbrook the way he do? Because he don't like to talk to the media. So after he got his MVP, like, even though he was still averaging a triple double and all that stuff, like, they still talk bad about him.
He shouldn't have won it that year. It should have been James Harden.
Okay.
I mean, James Harden did get his the next year. Well, yeah, a couple years later.
They made it up for fucking it up. Because I mean, and anyone like
I said, like, honestly, the other thing about it too is like, from what I see when I watch games, they allow like a lot of shit that it's like all Giannis do is charge. And like that's why him and the whole James Harden beef thing started, because James Harden said it. Like, if all I had to do was run over people and dunk all day, like, I would have that many points, too.
A flopping nigga talking about a nigga charging niggas. I don't ever want to hear your argument. I mean,
that's
a weak-ass argument.
It is what it
nigga,
is.
All you do is fucking knock you. Like, they called a foul on game 7. The nigga just rocked his head back and they called a foul. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nigga ain't even touching him. He act like somebody smacked him in his face. It's like, bitch, your breath stinks.
But he got to, I mean, like I said, at some point, too, like, Giannis has to take it upon himself to get, like, a better post offense
I think he might have figured it out this year.
Like, cause if he utilized, like, who's going to be able to block a Giannis jump hook? Or who's going to be able to block a Giannis floater?
But like, you know what? Did you notice how tired all the players were on game 7 in that game? Because that shit was so physical. It's like overtime, but they scored like 8 points
something over like that, time,
And Brooklyn only scored 2.
Yeah,
like good God, like Giannis literally. There's like people talking about he need to check the rim. I'm like, bro, this nigga is the offense,
and
you
he's
want
not,
him to check Durant too. Like nigga, no.
Like people, that's also like people who don't pay attention. Everyone who like really pays attention to basketball knows that Kevin Durant is more disrupted by smaller players who stop him from dribbling and getting to a spot than trying to match him with length, because he could shoot over everybody.
And, he did get blocked by Giannis once.
Yeah, and but it's like also like Kevin Durant is honestly like the most athletic 7-footer in the league as far as footwork and all that behind.
I think Giannis is more athletic.
No.
I think so.
I'm saying like as far as like
he's more fluid.
Yeah,
I give him that. He's very fluid in how he carries it, but I think Giannis is more.
Like when
Giannis
when
can't
it
even
comes to,
go between the legs and
when it comes
the back,
to like
somehow.
Handles and stuff
that's
like that.
Fluidity, that's not athleticism.
Nah, if you're still athletic, being able to do
that's
all
not,
of that,
that's not athleticism.
If
that's
you can't go between your legs and you're a professional,
I'll put it that
that's
way.
That's coordination.
He has the best
that's
coordination.
Not athleticism.
He's still very athletic, but he's like he has the most coordination out of someone that size. So like when he starts getting into his dribble moves, like someone his size is not going to have the footwork to keep up with him.
Yeah,
and he's going to create the space to be able to go, get up and shot.
Backwards than it is going forward.
Yeah.
Yes. Stick out of here, man. Trying to disrespect the Africans.
No, you just caping for him. That's why.
I'm not caping for him because I've criticized him when he fucked up, but like. The nigga, how many people have blocked a 7-foot jump shooter? How many times have you ever seen KD get a jump shot blocked?
Never.
Giannis did it.
When was this?
This season.
I don't remember that. You remember that?
Yeah.
I ain't see it, but if it happened, I ain't saying to you that it didn't happen.
Nah,
I just didn't see it.
I'll pull it
but,
up.
But I don't know. I just don't think that. I feel like a lot of these players, just because they win MVPs and all that, they get credit for being better than what they actually are. That's just my personal opinion.
I think he won it because, I mean, when you're on the best team, usually you end up.
And it's one of those things where it's like the regular season and the postseason are always two different things.
Yeah.
So all your flaws are exposed in the postseason.
Yeah, but they've been doing this for like the past 3 years. Like,
yeah, but like you said, I mean, if he don't have nobody teaching him or showing him,
you can pause that, fool. I'm trying.
if he don't have nobody teaching him and showing him, like other aspects of the game, like
I mean that, but that's where you get like somebody like a Chris Paul who's gonna be like, hey, I know you could do this. But you could do this also. Honestly, they should have tried to go get Rondo.
Possibly.
They should have got Rondo and Jrue Holiday and just been like, Rondo would have been able to just sit there and talk to him.
Yeah. Because, like it's a good thing to have a 3-point shot, but it's not necessary at all.
Mm.
Yeah, he don't need it.
So it's like,
no, he needs a jumper.
He doesn't mid-range need a jumper.
He don't need.
Why not?
Because
like, if he like, honestly, like I said, like look at, it's gonna sound like a weird weird thing, but look at like Robin Lopez has this ugly mid-range hook thing that he does, but it works for him. So if like, you don't necessarily need a full jumper. You just need to be able to score from more than just the paint.
No. If he wants to be associated with the greats, you have to add some stuff to your game, right?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar did a hook shot from the mid-range. Yeah. So that's all he needs is like a jump hook. He don't need a jump shot.
A jumper starts with the free throw. What's wrong with that?
Everybody
doesn't
shoot good free throws.
Even if he, like, I'm just saying, like, he does, like, if he just gets a post hook, the motherfucker is got, he can touch the rim standing on his fucking tippy toes. Yeah. So technically, you don't even, like, and with your vertical, you jumping and just flick the fucking ball. You got big ass dick beater hands.
What he doesn't have is touch.
Yeah.
And that's why his jump shots is inconsistent.
Because that nigga got too strong.
As he plays more basketball, he's gonna find it.
He need to stop lifting weights.
And how do you find the touch? By going to the free throw line and practice.
Why do people say that like they don't practice it?
Well, clearly they don't, because it's not working in the game.
I guarantee you he probably shoots 1,000 free throws a day. Some people just ain't got it. Fucking Rondo been in the league forever. He still can't shoot free throws.
No, he got better.
He got better, but he still ain't great. He went from, what, 55% to like 70?
That's a big jump.
That's been a big jump. For 13 years.
All right, you just proved my point right
there. Every 10 years, every 5 years, it goes up 5 points.
You just proved my point.
Nigga, Andre Drummond's still in the league. He can't shoot free throws. Dwight Howard's in the league. He can't shoot free throws.
He's never been able to shoot.
But that's what, like I said, I really, truly, it puzzles me. Like, what do you guys work on in the offseason? What do you guys, like, not even the offseason, because I understand everybody wants to have their summer breaks or whatever, even though, like, I got to work year-round, so your ass got to work year-round for your money, too. But,
got to work.
Like, what are you guys working on when it consists to your game?
Nothing.
Because it's, like, and the sad thing is, a lot of them, what they probably do is they go to the gym and they just continuously shoot jumpers and threes. But what they need to do is take baby steps and just work on shot mechanics and muscle memory. So, like, just get close to the rim and just keep shooting. And then back up. I'm serious.
Do you think he works with a lethal shooter?
Probably not.
Like,
that motherfucker probably so booked up training Chris Brown and Machine Gun Kelly and fucking Drake and Tory Lanez. And
everyone knows about NBA players.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
But on the other hand, like, you gotta want it. Because he worked with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and his...
No, don't say shit.
It went up though. No, he went from a 38% to like a 42 or something like that.
No, fuck him.
But it ain't his fault y'all lost.
He is trash.
Should blame what's his name? Anthony Davis.
Mr. Glass. Raymond.
I still think, like, I mean, I think they work. Like, I'm not gonna tell them. I'm not gonna walk around and say a fucking professional basketball player who plays at that level isn't working on free throws. It just not certain things niggas just don't do well. A lot of them don't do free throws well.
But honestly, some of them may not really care. But
it's easy. Have you, like, this is my thing. This is always my argument. If you're not there with them every day to see how they work, you can't criticize them because you don't even know what they're working on. Because not all of them are on IG posting their workouts. And even if they do post their workouts, and they ain't gonna post them shooting free throws. They'll post, you know, them having fun and
I asked the question. I wonder what they work on because it doesn't improve.
Yeah, it's all stuff.
So
on,
it's just like they add other stuff to their game.
I'm telling you, some people are just better in practice than they are in the game at certain things. Like, I guarantee you, somebody like Shaq probably would go to practice and go fucking 95-400 on free throws and then fucking go to a game and go 5-17.
I guarantee you he don't.
I'm telling you. But you don't know because you don't. Have you ever been to a Lakers practice
and watched Shaq? It would show it in the game. That's a whole lie. I know I'm biased because that's my player right there. But he practices like it's a fucking game. And guess what? When he's in the game, it shows up.
Who?
And
Kobe.
But but you talking about somebody who's mentally tougher. But that's a whole different fucking thing. Like, so Kobe is...
I would say a lot of it, too, though, is... Like, I feel like at the NBA level, maybe out of, like, let's say they have 5 practices. Out of those 5 practices, only 2 of them should be, like... team practice with like plays and scrimmages and shit.
But they don't really get the practice during the season. The most practice they get is preseason. After that, you're always traveling. So you're only getting to do like a shoot around film and that's it. Like, these niggas just, like the NFL where you practice for 4 days, 5 days,
then
you
go play the game. Saying, like,
you got a Tuesday game, you just play Sunday, and then you got a fucking squeeze in the practice on Monday morning before the game for tomorrow, and then still give them time to recover.
Well.
Come on now. Like, y'all act like, no, sometimes y'all be throwing me off with that because it's not like these niggas are just sitting at home not doing nothing. Like, these niggas they practice, but, like, the schedule does not account for them to be able to say, hey, we're going to do a 3-hour practice in between this road trip and fucking going from, like, L.A. to fucking Denver. You know what I'm saying? Like, off season is a different situation. You should be working on your shit. But during the season, man, you ain't getting to do all that shit.
I don't know about that because I don't know if you listen to like the other
all of them. Podcasts. They always talk about like their pregame shoot arounds and all of like they do have time.
Yeah,
go ahead and say what you.
All the other podcasts, the basketball podcasts, and they interview these players. Mm-hmm. What do they say? I go 3 hours before the game. I work on my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their time. If you want to be great, do it on your free time.
I mean, but so you want him? So in 3 hours before a game, you get a full workout in.
So Julius Randle said that what he learned from Kobe was as soon as he lands, he finds a gym to work out at,
mm-hmm.
and he goes and he gets shots up, and that's how he improved his game.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine, but everybody's not Kobe, because. Where the fuck was his shot at against Atlanta in the first round?
No, but that was his.
That's fair, right? He said, "Oh, my shot got better," and then the playoffs came and his shot disappeared.
Yeah, he did go down, but like I said, it's all depends on the player.
Yeah, it does, but like you're talking about everybody isn't just like that. Like, it's easier for somebody who ain't got no kids and shit like that. Like, these niggas be having other shit going on. Like, we struggle to fucking make it to a podcast on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
And then these niggas are traveling. They got all this other shit going on. People they're taking care of. Like, it be so much more to go into it than just, oh, I'm playing basketball all day, nigga. Yeah, that's your job. But, nigga, you not getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning to get ready to go to work, are you? You barely get up right when you're supposed to go to work. You go to work and you don't stay for no overtime, right?
I used to.
But you're not doing it every day.
I can't stay for overtime at this job.
I'm just saying, but
I did.
Yeah, that's a bad analogy.
No, but I get what you're saying. So,
but exactly.
We're telling them, oh yeah, you don't get better at this, but we're not like with them 24 hours to see everything they got going on.
I guess.
And I'm not trying to throw them excuses, but I'm just saying all some real shit. Like, these niggas, I can't say that a nigga made it to the league without working. Because it's one thing to make it, and a lot of these niggas stay in the league for a long time. Why did they stay in the league?
Mm-hmm.
Because they did work. They got better.
Connections.
Man, shit, I can like you all I want. If you ain't good, I'm going to cut you.
And they get picked up by somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of people. He's right, it's people way better than Austin Rivers in the league. It's somehow people way better than Seth Curry in the league. Like
Seth Curry?
Yes.
Well, he's pretty good, man.
It's people better.
Yeah, he's actually
like people, none of the Curry.
Fuck all of them. Like, it don't bother me at all. I don't care about them personally. Like, but I'm just saying, it's people better than them. Like, that's in the G League.
What's the difference?
Connections. Like,
yeah, that was his point. Connections.
But like Seth Curry's whole career started like, in the G League.
So
he had to work his way up. And it wasn't because of connections. Because if it was connections, he would have been on every team on the active roster sitting at the end of the bench. But no, that nigga kept getting cut. He kept fucking going through the G League.
And he kept getting chances.
Because he was good. It just he
because
needed,
of his brother.
He needed no, just
like,
no.
So like the whole reason why the whole reason why Markieff Morris
got traded
from the Suns. Well, he demanded a trade from the Suns because they traded his brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's connection. And then J.R. Smith was complaining about, like, I think he had a brother or something like that that was playing that got cut
in New York.
And he got mad.
And his brother ain't never got signed again, and J.R. kept playing.
But that's because of, like, how the situation went. But mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, J.R. Smith's brother,
Chris
like,
Smith. Yeah, I remember him.
Shouldn't even have been in the league.
No.
He shouldn't even have had a chance.
You're right. He should have been playing somewhere in Europe, hoping
not even
hoping
in Europe,
the fucker
at Pakistan.
Same could be said for the Antetokounmpo brothers.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
But they're not bad players.
Have you seen?
He's a Lakers fan, so you can't
now
say
I'm talking
that.
About the one that's on the bus.
Exactly. Because the one that's on the Lakers is some
ass. He's ass.
And like they be hyping him up.
Yeah.
Because like they was like, oh, like the youngest brother's gonna be better than y'all.
Yeah, he can shoot. No, he can't.
There's another one.
Yeah, he on the Lakers.
No, there's another one under that.
Oh.
Wait. It's one on the Bucks. No, two of them in the Bucks. One are Lakers and...
So I guess it's supposed to be one that's about to go to college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
the one are Lakers
He's
is
the
ass.
One that Giannis is like on his ass all the time.
Because the one that's on the Lakers is like, oh, God. And then he got a championship, so he's done for real. He ain't never going to get better.
he got
his ring.
Right.
I agree.
But I don't know.
I think he's only on the Lakers because he fulfills whatever the fuck his role is.
Mm-hmm. Sitting on the bench.
Like, didn't he get traded there, or did they draft him?
I think they.
He got traded.
It was like a random trade from like, oh yeah, with the New York, right? Because wasn't he on? He was on New York at
something
first.
Like that. I mean,
and then that's how I think we ended up with all the trash ass niggas from New York when they got Anthony Davis. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? We got. That's how we ended up with Wagner and
he's not on the team no more.
Isaac Bonga.
Damn,
Isaac Bonga's not bad. He's not a starter.
He ain't a fucking role player.
I watched him play.
I'm rough on a lot of players because I never hit it, but it's just the fact that. Like, psychologically, I know that they go through a lot. Yeah. So it's like they like keep getting traded and they don't get to find their place. And then you got bullies on teams. Like, that's an underrated thing that happens with.
Yeah, I mean, and like, it's just like the way they have to live. Like, basketball players have it really rough because they're always traveling. They're bigger than everything that they're going into. So you 6'9 in a plane. Sitting in the low ass seat, and I don't care how much they try to augment it, motherfucking charter joints, it still ain't as comfortable as it could be.
Yeah,
you just it's never like a comfortable life. Like Kobe had money, so Kobe could say, "Hey, fuck this shit, bring the plane. I'ma jump in here. I'll beat the team to the next city, and I can go find a gym because I'm Kobe."
Mm-hmm.
Everybody ain't fucking Kobe.
Yeah.
Everybody ain't Michael Jordan. Everybody ain't LeBron that can spend $1.3 million on my equipment in the house. Like, these niggas, remember, during the pandemic, niggas had to go to get Fisher-Price course so they could work on the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like...
A lot of motherfuckers live in condos. They don't even live in houses.
Exactly. Like, these niggas ain't getting it like everybody
else. Did you see Paul
thinking.
Pierce's house or not?
No.
Did he sell the house?
I don't know.
And, like, mental state, like... Just because they made it to the NBA, it's like in different sports. Fucking the most talented, like in football, the most talented quarterbacks don't fucking win because a lot of them don't have the mentality to win. They're physically talented, but it's like here.
As an average Joe, you can be a lot rougher on these players, but at the same time, I just always feel like with me, like being like when I was younger, being in school, having a job, like and still finding time to like work on getting better at basketball because I actually love the sport. Like that's why I don't even like hearing like professional athletes say that they love the sport, because after a while, like it's all about the money. It's no longer about your love for the sport.
Mm-hmm. And truth be told, it's easy to love it when you're doing it as a hobby. Like,
I mean,
because at this point, but what happened it ain't to your job.
But I'm just saying, like, what and happened
a lot
to
of tall dudes? I'm sorry, a lot of tall dudes don't really love basketball. People push them into it.
Yeah, I know.
So like, you got like Andrew Bynum is like the best example. That nigga ain't love basketball. But because he was tall, people say he could make a lot of money. He did it. But as soon as he made the money, he was like, fuck this shit. I'm done.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's the, like, that's where I have a dislike for professional basketball as a whole right now. Because, like, the game is, like, trash for real.
Yeah, we spoke on that.
I think the game is not trash. I just think.
No, I mean, I say the game
players
is
are better. It's just they don't have. It's not our grandfather's league.
And it's like like you said, we touched on it before, but it's like they're seen as almost like precious pieces. So it's so much like, oh no, you gotta do this to protect them. You gotta do that to protect them, and it's like it makes it. So, like, it makes it rough to watch because sometimes I feel like we don't honestly get to see them fully compete against each other.
I agree.
Because it's like the way that they change rules for safety and the way that they, like, change rules to make the game go faster. But it's like you trying to speed up the game is actually making it less entertaining. Like, people coming down and shooting, like, trash-ass shots.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so, like, you just like, all right. He come down, shoot a badass shot. Then they just came down, shot a bad shot. Then they just came down, shot a bad shot. It's like, the shit gets boring.
Truthfully, though, I don't ever disagree with any rules that's supposed to be for safety. Because at the end of the day, these niggas got to live past the game. If it's something that's going to prolong their life past when they play, I'm all for it. It's like people get mad at the NFL for changing rules. You can't crack back people. Man, these motherfuckers got lives after the game. And like having to see all these older players who can't barely walk, who can't remember shit.
I feel you on that. But the way that I look at it is, like, as a human, you're making a conscious decision to go into something that you know could end a certain way. So they don't change the rules of war when you sign up to the army to make it safer. You know what you're getting yourself into.
You're not going to war.
Because, you're changing, like, what I'm saying is you are putting your body on the line for millions of dollars. So, like, you know what you're getting yourself into. You know what could possibly happen. Just like when someone signs up for the army, you know what can possibly happen.
Yeah, but that's a whole different extreme. You're talking about
it's not
niggas going in and shooting each other to kill each other and niggas playing basketball.
Well, I'm
come that, on, fam.
But look at it. Honestly, majority of the people that's playing like professional sports wouldn't have never seen the amount of money that they see in a year in a lifetime.
I agree.
So, like, you're making a conscious decision to, like, it's risk and reward. So you're putting yourself, like, you're sacrificing yourself for the betterment of your family.
No, I get that. But see, you're talking about the risk and reward. It's always a risk. Nigga, you can go and step outside of Gail's house right now and roll your ankle. That's a risk. But,
exactly.
But
and I did it for free for this podcast.
No, but I'm just saying, but, like, you would, somebody who's running a league, you want to have the, you want your best assets to be on the court. to be on the field.
I get that.
So you protect. You got to put it in position, like, because the games have gotten to the point. This is not so, like back. Hold on. Let me finish. Back in the day, when these dudes were smaller and didn't work out as much, the game was not as violent as it is now, even for basketball, because a pick from somebody like fucking Horace Grant, he was breaking people because that nigga was actually swole, right? But you had other niggas who wasn't swole playing the same position as him. But now everybody fucking looks like Horace Grant. And they're faster. They're stronger. So if you don't change the rules to augment that, you make it safer, less safer, and then it ruins your product because your best players can't fucking stay on the court or on the field because these big-ass, fast-ass dudes are going to wipe out everything. The goal is for the people above to make money, too, just like the guys on the court. If you can't keep the guys on the court, you ain't going to make no fucking money.
You are, because look how many people who are NBA-level talent that don't even get an opportunity because of the people that are in the game forever. Look at how Tom Brady's been playing quarterback for 20 fucking years. There's other people who are just as good a quarterback as Tom Brady who never even got a shot.
I don't know about that.
You wouldn't know because they didn't get a chance.
But if you're good, especially if you're a white quarterback,
but I'm just saying,
you want to get an opportunity.
But what about the black quarterback? That's what I'm saying. Like, there's chances that, like, if everybody, like, all right, so let's say rules didn't change. The average lifespan of a football career was 5 years. How many more people would end up in the league?
A lot more. If the rules didn't change, then we wouldn't have that many black quarterbacks because them niggas would be getting fucking picked off every fucking week because they run a lot more than the black. Like, the guys who in the, like, Brady, even if they change the rules, the way Brady plays, the ball's out of his hand so quick, you're not going to be able to hit him. But you got somebody like Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson wouldn't last as long as he's lasted because him scrambling around would have got him hit to the point where he might have got injured. He would have had more concussions, and his ass wouldn't be in the league as long.
Okay. I don't give a fuck.
So what's the fucking point of the argument?
Because what I'm saying is...
But I gave you my rebuttal to what you say.
Okay, and then guess what? So
that now, affects black quarterbacks. The rules actually help what? Black quarterbacks.
So now another black quarterback gets a chance.
And he lasts just as long as the one before.
And there's another one that's going to be right behind him.
I guess. I don't see how that equates, because that's one quarterback who's been playing for a long time. If you look at the since you want to bring age, in the AFC, the average starting quarterback age in the AFC coming next year is like 26.
Okay.
So it ain't like fucking old quarterbacks fucking running the league anymore. They're slowly but surely coming out. Niggas are getting opportunities. Niggas got to take advantage of the opportunity. These motherfuckers come in and don't be ready. That's on them,
I guess. Like I said.
And with that, we're done. Because we never got to the fucking podcast subject. I guess we'll push it to the next episode.
Yeah, we'll push it. This was a good sports talk.
We'll call that sports talk. Mm-hmm. And have Meech looking crazy with that side of ponytail.
That's the best ponytail I ever had,
man. Use that as cover. Cover.
The chili sports.
Yeah. Until next time, we out.
Minority Minds is brought to you in part by First Class Auto Care.
Minority Minds Podcast.